Begin the current daf and sech the Shabbos daf nun. Begin the amen alf. Begin the taste of maschotes. Begins the words of the Gemara. Eliyit mar v'chulu. Rather, if the way you're going to say it, this is how you have to say it. The taste comes to explain what's the correct gears in the Gemara. And that is, we said in the Mishnah, the halacha, that one could insulate with gizei tzemer. It's not mitzvah hevel, but not move it on Shabbos. So in the Gemara, Rabbi qualifies, says this that the Gemara said, this that the Mishnah said, you not move the gizei tzemer. That specifically, if you didn't do hatmana with it this Shabbos, but if you already did hatmana with it, then it's permitted to move it. Because by using it, you're making it not muktzah. On that, one of the Rabban asked to Rava, he says, what do you mean? Read on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues and says, so Kate said, yeah, so what should you do? Sounds like that even the case that we're describing that you're doing had money in it, but then what are you going to do? It's stuck in the Gizei Tzemer. What do you mean? According to Rava, what do you mean Gizei Tzemer? You already used it. So therefore, the Gemara says, you're right. That obviously cannot be the correct interpretation. Rather, Yitmar Hachitmar. And that says Taisus in Girsuzu Nechenes. This doesn't seem to be a correct Girsa as we have in our Gemara. That the Gemara says, you're right. If you're going to say it, say like this. Because those wording sounds like that it's the Beis Medrash, the Gemara that was discussing the words of Rabba, they said it. Because says Taisus, Lachar Mashmat, seemingly it sounds like from the Gemara before where it said, Eitzvehum Rabban Bayim Lirava, sounds like Shalarava Atzmahim Akshah, that was asking the question to Rabba himself. And therefore, based on that, so it would have been a better girsa, a better text, if it would say El Amar Rava, that rather Rava retracted and he responded to that Talmud and said that you're right, that it can't be the way I was saying it, rather the way the Gemara ultimately amends it. But says Taisus, if that is going to be the new amended text, then that is also problematic because Aval Lafizem, based on this, that it's Rava himself who retracted. Then you're going to have to say, when the Gemara ultimately says the next interpretation of the Ravina, that Leflugiyasa, that is coming to disagree with Rava and not coming to interpret Rava, because Rava retracted and he says that it's only talking about the way the Gemara says of Liyichude, and Ravina says, no, it's Tali B'shal Heftig. So therefore, either one is a difficult. If you say Eliyitmar, it's difficult because it sounds like it's the Gemara, not Rava, but previously the Gemara made it sound like Rava. And if you say the way Tais is saying that rather it would sound like because it was with Rava, then it sounds like Rava retracted, and then Ravina's not reinterpreting Rava, rather he would be coming to disagree with Rava. Kunex Tais Demasatis begins the words of the Gemara of Vinay, where he gives interpretation. He says, B'shal Heftik Shanu, we're talking about that it's not just a regular case over here that the Gizei Tzemer. We're talking about that of a warehouse. Tais comes to explain that what are these Gizei Tzemer that the Mishnah was speaking about according to this new interpretation of Ravina and Rava? And that is, like we mentioned before, the Rava was going on the halacha of the Mishnah, and the Gemara rejected what Rava said. So Ravina gave an interpretation. He says, oh, that the Mishnah is talking about Gizei Tzemer that you insulated with it. It's not just talking about just any Gizei Tzemer. It's talking about that of Heftik, of a warehouse. That's going to be mukta even after you use it. Now, and as Tais explains, and what's Ravina coming to answer? But Milsa the Rava, but the statement of Rava that he does differentiate, even if you just insulate with it, that it is going to be permitted. That's Kama Mikar, that is, Ravina is coming to interpret it as the Gemara originally said him, that, yeah, even by just insulating, it's not going to be mukta. The Mishnah says it is mukta, even if you use it. Oh, because Rav is talking about Pesheinim Shal Heftik, if it's not from a warehouse, and therefore if you insulate it, it's like as if you were mayachid it. By the Heftik, that doesn't help just to use it, then you have to go ahead and have a higher level of making it not mukta. But regarding the case of a regular person, then yes, just by using it, it can make it not mukta anymore. The problem is, if that's the interpretation of the Gemara, B'tayim, it's a wonder, because the Rav, Kama, Rav in his own teaching said the words Loi Shanu, which is, we didn't learn that you're not allowed to go ahead and move it, even if you insulated. Mashmet sounds like Damas Nitin Koy, that's going on the Halacha of the Mishnah. Now, problem is, Vamas Nitin Mar B'shal Heftik. Ravin is coming to reinterpret, and he's saying that the Mishnah is talking about that of a warehouse. There, we're saying that insulating doesn't help to make it out of mukta anymore because you're going to go about it and you use it back for merchandise again. So how could that resolve the teaching of Rava if Rava himself is going in the Mishnah? He's saying Loishon in the Mishnah. But you're saying that, but the Mishnah is not talking about the case of Rava. Says Tais V'Hashem, what you could say is that the Reisha of the Mishnah, which opens up by saying that you could insulate with Gizei Tzemer again because not Moisev Hevel, but you can't move it. That's Mayri B'chol Gizei Tzemer. That's actually talking about all shearings of wool. Bein Shel Heftik, whether it's from a warehouse, Bein She'en Shel Heftik, whether it's not from a warehouse. Essentially, like the cases of both Ravina and Rava. Now, the halacha is, the Eimetat Noisim, that you're not allowed to move them, because in general, a regular Gizei Tzemer, you can't move. A And that's what become a Rav Aruah saying in the halacha, the Mishnah, the Reisha. Loishan, we didn't learn Bahanu She'enim Shal Heftik regarding one of those two cases, because the Reisha Mishnah is going on both cases. In those which are not from a warehouse, we didn't say that you can't move them Ela Shalei Tamimen, only if you didn't insulate with them on the Shabbos. Avotamimen, but if you're using it on the Shabbos for insulation, then Matamlis, and then you can move it. That's what Rav was going on. V'hadik tani sefer. This that the Mishnah then continues says kei tzedoy sevachulo. So what are you going to do? So now, okay, you are matman because the davish that's not moist of hevel. But now, how do you move it on Shabbos? Says Taisus, that is bishul hefter coming. That's what Ravina was saying. That teaching, which was what originally we thought contradicts Rava, that's talking about specifically the case of the warehouse. And yeah, over there, Dava Bishatamman, even though you insulated with them, Ematamman, you cannot move it. Kimish Lehizmin, since it wasn't specifically designated and prepared for like being miyachidit for Atmana, and even though you insulated it, that's not considered prepared, since you're going to end up using it for merchandise again. And therefore, yes, it doesn't contradict that Rava's statement had said of Leishanu, which he was going in the Mishnah, because he was going to Reish, and Ravina is going in the Sefer. The next taste of Masalis begins the words of the Gemara of Rav Asa. And he says that actually Yashav, even if he just sat on it, even though you didn't tie the branches in the bundle, and even if you didn't think about it, that's still enough. The most lenient of three interpretations, that's enough to go ahead and make it not mukt anymore. Now, Lahalacha says Taz Rabbeinu Shimshon Hazak, and the elder Rabbeinu Shimshon, he was Pasek Ravasi, he ruled like the most lenient interpretation this of Ravasi, that if you just sat in it from before Shabbos, it's as if you designated for sitting, even if you didn't think about it. And the proof is from the fact that the Gemara shortly brings Rav Ashi, who Shehu Basra, he's from the later Amaram, who we rule like the Basra generally, that he says Masnit Namadeki, says that the Mishnah later on also is Meduyik, is also inferred like Ravasi, that it's enough just to utilize something from before Shabbos, and therefore the Halach is going to be like Ravasi. But says Rabbein Tam Paisik Rav, Rabbein Tam rules like Rav, who he's the most stringent and says, no, you need to do an action to designate it to remove it from Muktzah. And why does he rule like Rav? Because of a question, like Taisa explains later on, where Taisa basically says that there's a contradiction in the rulings of Shmuel, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam rules like Rav. Next Taisa, the Master says, begins the words of the Gemara, Bepekairin, Ubetzifa, regarding where there was a discussion regarding this halacha. Now he said, what makes something not muktzah anymore? Do you need a maisa? Do you need a machshava? Or is it enough just to even have used it from before Shabbos? So the Gemara brings, like we see, like Rav Ashi, the most lean interpretation that we have a Tana regarding Pikar Mitzifa, where even though you need to go ahead and remove it from the status of Mukta, if you just used it from before Shabbos, that's okay. It's going to make it really not Mukta anymore. Now, what is these Pikar Mitzifa? So Rashi says one thing regarding that it's like a type of a bandage. But being said, Pirshurach, the Rabbi Hanan explains that what's this Bikar in the Tzifa? It's like a kippah shesh basar, it's like a head covering that has hair on it. It's like a toupee, which you put on the head of a bald person. And it looks like the hair of his head. That's what this is. And as long as you wore it from before Shabbos, you already used it, that would already make it a non-mukta item, and then you could use it and move it on Shabbos. Shinek says the Masalit begins with the words of the Gemara of a light oven bishman, but if you didn't sink it and soak it in oil from before Shabbos, and then yitzim, and then you cannot go without them. You can't go out with them on Shabbos. Shetzim explained that what does this mean of ein yitzim ben? What's this terminology of going out? And that is like we said in the Braisa, it said that if you had already done an action to it from before Shabbos, so then you could go out with it. If not, then you can't go out. Tais says this, that it says ein yitzim ben, lav davke ein yitzim, doesn't mean that if you didn't prepare it to make it non-muksa, that you just can't go out with them to the street. That fill up talmud musa, because then even moving would be forbidden. Lefisha in the mukhan, it's not considered prepared. So why did it say in yitzin? Says Taisa, el nakar in yitzin. The reason why I said not to go out, agav reisha, is only secondary to the reisha. The reisha was talking about the permissibility going to the rishos harab, which is a bigger chiddush that we're saying. Not only is it prepared, but you could even go out. That's, and it's not considered as a masli. So he was saying the inverse, but you're right. It's not only just in yitzin; it's even you can't even move it. Similarly, says B'samach Nami the Kama, very shortly where the Gemara then says the next line, but if you went out with it even one moment before Shabbos, oh, then that's enough. That was the right to Ravasi. That's considered as prepared. It's not Muktzah. Here also says Lav Dafk Yotz. It doesn't mean necessarily that you went out. It's enough if you sat with it in your house. That's also considered like already prepared. It just keeps the same symmetry of the terminology, but it's Lav Dafka of the Ein Yotz Ben and and that yotze behen shra'achas. Next taste of masters begins the words of the Gemara that we just mentioned. Now, if you went out with it and used it a little bit before Shabbos, that's already considered as prepared. But Tis come to explain that why didn't the Brisa on one part of this Brisa mention that Machshaba itself is sufficient? That is, what's the Brisa saying? The Brisa is saying, which is the most lenient of the three interpretations, even if you just went out with it, that's okay. And what does that mean? Meaning, even though you didn't soak it in oil. So you didn't do an action. And you didn't even think about that you want to use it for Shabbos. Still, if you used it, oh, that's sufficient. That's what the Gemara is bringing right behind the Kravasi. That's like an interpretation of Ravasi regarding the branches of the palm tree. The Amma that he says, as long as each of you sat on it, you didn't think about it and you didn't bind it together. Now, but Kashlari, the Ri, is bothered because this is the safe of the Brisa. Now, Reisha, the beginning part of the Brisa, of this Pekurin and Tzifa, the Ktani, the Brisa says, if Yitzim Ben Bizman Shetzavan, if you went out with them at a time when you, Yitzim, you could go out with them, meaning you could use it on Shabbos, Bizman Shetzavan, that if you had soaked it, meaning it's saying that that's when you did an action, then tomorrow you could use it. But it sounds like just a Machshava would not be sufficient. And that bothers the Ri, Ma'ir Yitzavan, why are you saying that if you soaked it in oil? So then you could use it on Shabbos. Afilu chishuv nami. What do you mean? Even if you just thought about using it tomorrow, also sufficient. Darkiven dematu yatza, because since you tell me it's permitted, even if you just went out with it. Which, afa bishul etzav alei chishuv, as just we explained in the beginning of Taiz, even though you didn't soak it in oil, you didn't do an action, or you didn't even think about it. So kashuk and chishuv alei tzav, so be sure, if you just thought about it and you didn't dye it, because the lechayu yeshiva grieve memachshav, if anything, sitting is the least of all of them, even less than thinking about it. And mechina meyitziah, and so to going out, that where if you went out before Shabbos is less than machshava, just like sitting is less. So therefore, if you're telling me that this is the most lenient interpretation, that even just sitting or going out is effective, so then machshava for sure. So why are you saying in the ratio that, oh, if you went and you did a ma'isa? So the re-answer says, because the hide the kamat savan, this that he said in the brisa about that if you had soaked it in oil, loy lutz has been b'shabbos, that's not because to tell you, oh, that if you did an action, then you go out with them on Shabbos. You're right, you don't need that. You could have just a machshava, and you could even have less than that, which is just having used it. And look at the lutz ben b'yoyim, it's just saying, because the brisa is going like the most lenient interpretation, and saying that if you just used it, that's enough. We're saying that, well, when would you have used it from before Shabbos? Is only if you had soaked it in oil, which is the utility of this of the function of these cases that we're discussing of this Pekurin and the Tzifa. So it's regarding just of going out from before Shabbos, but he had no intention about using it in Shabbos. And Va'achach Nimlach and subsequently changed his mind. He wants to go out with it on Shabbos. That's what the Tanna Brisa is saying. Va'afilahachi, even though he didn't even think about it from before Shabbos, Yochel Losbim b'Shabbos, you go out with them on Shabbos because since you did somewhat of an action that obviously makes it that you want to go out with them. We learn from there that for sure, yes, if you had a machshava, of course it would be effective because machshava is even greater. But we're saying no, you didn't even do it for that. You just happen to have been using it and you soaked it in oil to use it on the Erev Shabbos. That's saying that you want to use it and therefore you could use it on Shabbos, not Muktzeh. So Tosfos Mechadesh that according to the Man D'Amar, that going out with it from before Shabbos is effective, even if you didn't soak it and you didn't even think about using it for Shabbos, of course you can hold that Machshava is going to be effective, and so too for sure if you soaked it in oil from before Shabbos. But here it wasn't talking about that type of doing it to prepare it with a Maisa. It was just saying that that's what he did to be able to use on Erev Shabbos, and then he went out with it. That again is enough according to this most lenient interpretation. The next taste of Master begins the words of the Gemara. V'li Dani Beis Avol. He says, I don't know if it was a Beis Avol, it was a Beis Mishto. What was this talk about? Because the Gemara had this whole Machlekes, three Machlekes, and the Tanakama, that was the most stringent interpretation, that said, like Rav, that you have to have done a Maisa from before Shabbos. So who was it, Mandama? So it was Reb Chanina ben Akiva. Because we see that he told the students that, oh, I want you to think about using this for tomorrow. Now, Ze'iri said, and I don't know if it's a Beis Avol or a Beis Mishta at that time. So what does that mean, Pirish? So he explains. What that means to say is, I don't know even from Beis Avol Hitter, did he permit a leniency of just Machshava because it was House of Mourning, or even from Beis Mishta because it was some type of a festive like a Simcha, like a Chasna, and therefore he was lenient to permit them to do it Machshava itself. But that was the inference. But in general, when it's not Letzarech Mitzvah, then it's not enough just with a machshava, and that is like the Manda Amal, like the Tanakama, that would hold that in general you would need a Maisa to make it not Muktzeh.